silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
And you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here with you on Christmas Day 2001. Hope you and your family had a good Christmas, or hope you, whatever holiday you celebrate, whether it be Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or any other generic winter solstice celebration. I had a pretty good Christmas, other than being sick. I did not get any Transformers for Christmas this year, so I'm very sad. Not really. I did get the End of the Road hardcover this week with the Brian Hitch artwork on the cover. Not too crazy about it. It's not that bad. It definitely looks like Brian Hitch, but the Galvatron's face on the cover there is kind of ugly. So if you hold it with the thumb covering Galvatron's face, it looks pretty good. I kind of wish I had got the soft cover, because it goes with the All Fall Down soft cover. But I didn't. I put in the extra $5 there for the hardcover. Before I go any further, I want to mention that Perceptor 15 at AOL.com needs musically inclined trans fans to sequence or transcribe a few Transformers tunes for a little project of his. So if you can do that, it seems like he's wanting to do some MIDI work there. Email perceptor15 at AOL.com and help out a fellow trans fan. And that's all that I really needed to get out of the way there. On the show this week, I don't know how much I'm going to be able to get out before I lose my voice, so keep that in mind. I'm sort of playing this off the cuff this week. But on the show, basically, I wanted to talk about the new Transformers comic by Dreamwave Productions. There is a lot of interesting news coming out of Dreamwave, and I am very excited about the new comic. I wasn't 6 months ago, or whenever it was, when Pat Lee made his intentions known. But now, after I see what Dreamwave actually wants to do, I am very excited there, and it looks like they're going to do some great things. Also, you know, a good pal of mine and yours, Tom Katdex, funny fellow, he did a little segment for us, and I didn't know whether or not to include it on the show, and after thinking about it, I really don't think I can, so I'm just going to put it on the RFC homepage at tfradio.net, and it will be available for a separate download. We have too many people listening through the RFC on your site program, and that's RFC on your site at www.tfradio.net/your site. Yes. Had to get that plug out of the way. This was a little too much for the actual show, so I just had to put it on the homepage as a separate download. Too many young kids listening, and too many people who would be offended by Tom's humor. So I figured that this would be the best alternative because I really want to use it because it's funny. But I don't want to offend people. I'm good at doing that, but I just don't want to. And before I dig myself into a hole, I do believe I'm going to start things off on Radio Free Cybertron this week with news and opinions on the new Transformers comic by Dreamwave Productions.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the best in Transformers on the internet.
And first and foremost, if you want up-to-the-date information on the Transformers comics, go to dreamwaveprod.com, I believe is the URL. And if that doesn't work, there is a link on the RFC Links page, which is at tfradio.net/links.html. Dreamwave is working its collective behinds off, making sure they do the Transformers comic justice. I mean, I know that sounds a little odd, because, the Transformers comic, yeah, it's just a silly little license, isn't it? Well, if you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, you're probably saying, no, it's not just a silly little license. And that's to be expected. You are probably a trans fan. And the guys at Dreamwave are making sure that not only is the casual reader going to be entertained, that you, the discerning trans fan, have your way as well. On the Dreamwave message board, Dreamwave listens and interacts with the trans fans and the other Dreamwave fans in the other forums. But specifically here, the Dreamwave staff interacts and listens to what the trans fans have to say, no matter how stupid some of the things said are. It's amazing. They have far more patience than I do. Another cool thing that they're doing is that they are letting the members of their message boards vote on the upcoming posters that they do, which I think is spiffy. And all you basically have to do to vote is be a member of Easy Board or their board specifically. It helps if you're a global member. Because that way you get to keep your screen name across all Easy Boards. And I'm forgetting something here. Oh yeah, Simon Furman. Whether you are a fan of Mr. Furman's work on the comics or not, you have to admit that going after Simon Furman and getting him to do some work on your comic is A, a smart thing to do, and B, it's above and beyond the call of duty. I'm not the biggest Simon Furman fan. I think most people know that, but I'm just impressed as can be that they actually contacted Simon to do work on their comics. And just keep this in mind, ultimately, none of this matters. Not Furman, none of the stuff that they're doing with the fans, none of the interactivity that they've done, none of the listening to the stupid rants on why you can't use the comic continuity, why you can't use the television continuity, why you can't do non-remitted designs. None of it matters. Because the book is going to sell no matter what they do. But they're going out of their way to do a good job. And really, like I said, none of that matters to anyone but us, the trans fans. Do you think the average 80s fanboy cares about Simon Furman? No. He just cares because the Transformers, the greatest cartoon ever, is coming back in comic book form. I'm gonna lock that. No. He doesn't care about that. We do. We should be appreciative. They are going way out of their way, sticking their necks out, doing a lot more work than they need to do on their comics, and we are here to reap the benefits. Maybe I should get into the actual comics that they are doing. They are doing first a Generation 1 miniseries, which I'm not. I don't have any specifics on other than it is a G1 series. And I believe that the ongoing series that they are doing is based on the next Transformers property, which I'll just call Armada for simplicity's sake. And the cool thing is that a mini-comic done by Dreamwave will be included in some of, if not all, of the Armada toys, or whatever the series is. That's really cool. That's just like the old DC comics that were included with the Masters of the Universe toys from way back when. And also, I believe that they are doing the tech spec art for the toys, which is also pretty cool. Stylistically, the comics are going to be a bit different as well. Instead of using the old Remita designs, which are kind of flat and boring, I'm sorry, but it's true, they are going to branch out using the Remita designs, I guess, occasionally as inspiration, but they are also using the toys, finally, for design purposes, which I think is pretty cool. Too many toys just don't look like the media interpretations of their character, and I think it's about time that that changes. So, I mean, the media, whether it be the cartoon or the comics, are an advertisement, ultimately, for the toys. And while that may not be much of an issue with the G1 comic, that means a lot to me as far as the Armada comic goes. Because I just like the characters on the pages to look like the toys that I'm buying, because when I play with them, they look like the comic characters. Okay, I really don't play with my toys that much, but I do like posing them in nifty, you know, stances, like my Godfire Convoy, or, wait, what do they call him? Omega Prime, yeah, like my Omega Prime there. He's standing there looking towards the future. You know, I just like the characters to match there on screen or on page. Doppelganger. I know some people are turned off by that idea, and I really don't understand why so much, but in this fandom, just like any other fandom, there are a vast diversity of opinions, and I just basically let those people be. And now, before I lose my voice, which I think I'm about to, we're going to go back in time and see what we were doing on the very first Radio Free Cybertron Christmas show. 2 years ago on RFC, we were talking about Beast Machines. Can you believe it? 2 years ago. Wow. You know what? I don't think we liked it that much. Now that I listen to the old shows. Can you imagine that? No, the first season of Beast Machines didn't come off too well. Personally for me, but I really enjoyed the second season. That was great. The first batch of toys weren't that well received either, but they also improved. Also on the show, we had an interview with Picard 42 from Transformers World's Worst. That was fun. And you can check out that show in the RFC archive, and also I might as well link to it on the homepage, and that is http://tfradio.net. Why .net? We're a network, darn it. I'm so trying to muddle through this with my throat the way it is. It's not very easy, but I do this for you, the RFC listeners. Not very often now, though, is it? I really need to update the show more. But, man, am I ever busy. I mean, between bouts of Return to Castle Wolfenstein and staring at my wall for 4 hours a day, I just can't find time to do anything. Yeah, okay, coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have something else.
Argon, report to me at once. Every time I look into a monitor, prime, my circuits get a sizzling and my gristles get a grizzling. And what did you say? I said every time I look into a monitor, never mind, circuits get a sizzling.
And you know, that's actually, right there, is how we started the Transformers the Movie parody. Zabavor did such a great job with all of the voices that we said, hey, you know, we could probably, like, do a parody of Transformers the Movie. And lo and behold, there it was. But, you know, after, you know, 2 years, we've done 3 parts. You know, we'll eventually finish it, but, man, that's going to, I wouldn't hold my breath. I would hold my breath, though, for the end of the show. Yes, sadly, that's the end of the show this week. If you are mature enough or immature enough to listen to the segment by Tomcat X, and that's solely Tomcat X's, that's solely Tom's work there. That's not mine. I had nothing to do with it. And none of the statements that lie therein are the opinion of me in any way. You can check that out on the homepage. There's a link in the show description. There will also be a link to the first RSC Christmas show. But my throat's about to kill me, so I'm going to end things off early this week. Tune back. Really, next week. I'm going to sincerely do my best to have a show to end the 2001 year off and start 2002 right. So, tune back next week, which, let's see here, today is Tuesday. We'll say December 31st. That night, and I'll be back. So, until then, this is Brian Kilby signing off.